MB Electric.
Yeah, hi, is this Matt or Abel?
Matt.
Hey, Matt, how you doing? It's Chris with Local Splash. We talked yesterday, and you asked me to call you at 2 p.m. To get your company on Google and website and all that good stuff.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. You guys ready to rock and roll with it? Is this something you feel would be good for the business and having your website and your company on Google?
You know, we have been thinking about it, and I'm not against it at all. I'm kind of trying to convince myself, but the things I just, I mean, but you missed it by hours. I committed to that other thing, and I'm like, damn, do I want to commit to another 300?
Right,
and
right.
It's like, I'm kind of liking the idea, but I know
money's a little tight right now, and you're forking out a lot of money to invest in the business. Here's what I can do for you, right? Look, at the end of the day, I don't want this to be another bill, right? Like I don't want it to be something that you feel like, you know, it's going to be another cost of the business. This is something that should, 100% should definitely pay for itself with the amount of business you're getting in. So what I quoted you, right? It was $398. There's a $99 setup fee, and then all, I think the Platinum package, which is $299 every month after that. What I can do, if I'm able to talk to my supervisor, you know, about helping you out, well, I did waive the setup fee, but I left it at $299, so I was able to do that. But if I can get you at the lowest cost, that would save you $50 every month. That would be like something I would be able to do for you guys if I can talk to him about it, and that would put you at $249. So it'd be $249. It would be flat, and that would be still everything that's included within the package. We're talking about.
Let me ask you a question out of curiosity. Sure. So you, I know pretty much yesterday you said you run all those sites. You'll run the Google, you'll run the
everything,
even the Facebook
everything.
You'll run all that.
Yes.
Now I know you said it was month to month. So
yes, absolutely.
Do you guys are the only ones that have control of it? Like if I only did this for like 6 months and decided not to, does all that just disappear?
Oh, no, that's a great question. No, absolutely not. So, no. That's a really good question. So, with this, right, once we get you Google verified, so Google, what they're going to do is they're going to verify your Google business profile, okay? Once you get verified, that's going to be your profile forever. So, yesterday we talked about establishing your company as a sole entity. You're pretty much going to establish yourself as a sole entity on Google. So if you were to cancel with our service, guess what? You keep your Google business profile. You keep your listing on Yelp. You keep your Facebook profile. Everything stays in place. The only thing that you would pay at that moment, like, would be if you want to keep your website, would be hosting, which is only $49. So that's to host your website on them. And that's standard. That's everywhere. But it's still a win-win because you would still have your company all over the internet. If you were to cancel HomeAdvisor or Angie's, they would keep your reviews. So whatever you have established with that company already, you're pretty much paying a third party to keep your company on Google on their platform, right? So that's what you're doing. With this, you're setting your company by itself. You see what I mean? That's the difference. So even if you were to cancel, you still keep everything in place. You're still going to have your Google business profile. So when people look your company up, boom, you populate on Google, right? And that's something that to me, you know, for the price, if I can get that at $249 approved to save you money, I mean, that's a win-win. You know what I mean? So, and once again, you're, like I said, the people that are ranking on Google are the people that are, you know, having this pay for itself. And once again, I know that you guys forked out money, but once this gets going, once you see the progress and the success from this and people are able to look you up on Google, see your website and everything else, I mean, it's something that, you know, every business owner wants for their business. What you're currently doing right now with HomeAdvisor Angie's, yeah, they might be providing leads. They might be getting, deals here and there or clients. But once again, you're using their platform and you're not really establishing yourself out there on the internet the way that other companies are that are you know, it, they're seeing very good success from it. So that's what it's doing. So if you're looking for something that's cost effective, that you don't have to pay per lead, pay per call, any of that, this would be it. So that's why I'm able to, you know, get you a good price, because, you know, we're a Google partner. Our goal is to fill listing and have someone that can take on more business. So if you're willing to give this a shot, and it's a month-to-month program, once again, you have to see the results, Matt, in order for this to make sense. If it doesn't make sense, then it's not going to make money, right? So at the end of the day, you want this to really just be an investment that's going to pay for itself. And yeah. I know by doing this, it will most definitely, just the website alone is $500. Even if you go to like GoDaddy or Wix or all these other companies, WordPress, they charge $500 for a simple website, and I'm including that website at no additional cost. So that's something that just the website alone would be a huge win right there. But yeah, I mean, if you're willing to move forward and give this a shot, I can get the price point of $249 and lock it in for you guys. If you know that way, it doesn't go over any.
So at this point, I think I'm going to just go ahead and let's go with it.
Okay.
It's just scary. I mean, if you would have been maybe a couple hours earlier yesterday.
I know, man. I know.
I'm like, fuck, man, really? Like, I didn't like it. I'm hoping for the best because,
yeah.
I mean, I'm okay by myself. I'm not even okay with one helper, but more helpers I need. You know, I mean, I need more work to keep them busy all the time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm at lowdown, so that's where it starts getting. I'm like, shit, I need to, you know, get some more calls in for when we're slow, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, here's the thing. People Google everything all day long. You know, we talked about this yesterday. You'll have a steady flow of calls coming in. One of the things that I always suggest you and enable is to get your reviews. Once we get you verified on Google, please, Matt, get your reviews. The ones that you have on HomeAdvisor or Angie's, get those reviews on your Google listing, because guess what? Those reviews are going to be your reviews. You see what I mean? If you were to cancel Angie or HomeAdvisor, they keep those reviews, which
yeah,
sucks.
No, either.
You know? So,
all right. Just letting you know.
So what we can do is we can do the onboarding call tomorrow. I know, you know, and then what we can do is we can just verify simple information from the business, and then I can get you an onboarding call tomorrow. As far as the number that we're on, is that the number that you want your clients to call your business?
So that's the other thing is,
sure.
I want to start this as soon as I get another number. I was trying to deal with it today.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to get another number because my fucking phone has been blowing up since I did the Angie's thing. And then I got people, I mean, I don't know exactly how much they're like you, but they're trying to sell me this. Oh, we could build this or we could do that, or we could do a Yelp, we could do this. I'm like, and they're just calling me all day, and now that I got the Angie thing, I need to answer all the calls.
Got
and then I felt like this is also my personal phone, and I'm like, the guy's like, yeah, you need to answer it with MB Electric every time. You know, I mean, if somebody's calling the company, you know, and you just say hello, you know, it doesn't sound like, you know what I mean?
No, I see what you mean. What we can do is we can provide, and I can do this at no additional cost. It's up to you. We can provide you a tracking number. So when it answers, it's a greeting, and then it gets you patched over to you. You see what I mean? That's what we can do for you if you like. You know. So or you.
Well, I'm gonna get another number. I'm gonna get another phone because like when I go out of town, vacations, whatever, I want to make sure I leave it with Abel. But if you can do this call tomorrow, because he's in Merced, I'm in Modesto, we're about an hour away almost. And because I want him to understand all this, because he's the one that's going to be, you know, running it, you know?
Yeah, so here's the thing. So the technician, right, just so you know, here's what the next steps are, okay? You guys are going to have a call together with our technician. So both of you guys can be on that call. I'm not a technician, right? I just want to be honest with you, Matt. I don't know how to program anything, okay? So as far as all that stuff, that could be done tomorrow. All I need to do is just take quick notes for the account, so that way we can secure it, and that way we can order that that client onboarding call for tomorrow. So that's not an issue, right? You know, I'm not going to go ahead and verify any, I just need basic information for the business so I can give that to my technician and he can do his research on the keywords and then go from there. So don't worry about that. That's all good to go. We can always do that tomorrow when both of you guys are on the phone. And that's the last thing I want you guys to do is like, you know, feel like you know, but at the end of the day, in order for me to get that approval code, I can get that approval code done today. So that $249 would be flat. It would just be a month to month, and I'm not going to, I'm going to waive your setup fee. So I'm messaging my supervisor now. He usually gives me a code to enter into the billing system, and then that way you're good to go. So that way you don't lose out on that, you know, that extra $50. $50, that goes a long way, man. So especially when you're investing in your business. So I completely understand that. So I just need, once again, basic, as far as number, the number and everything, when we get you verified, it's okay. We can wait for tomorrow. That can, you can talk to the technician about the numbers and everything else. I'm just going to give them a quick overview of the company and just a little bit more details of how you guys want to be, you know, shown online. Now, as far as the like hours of operation, the stuff that you have on HomeAdvisor, do you want to kind of keep that same stuff on Google? Or because I see that you have Sunday closed and you have Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Do you want to stick to that?
That's what I was kind of talking to him. Yesterday was good because we were both here.
Okay.
So I'm not sure because, I mean, if I'm doing Sundays, I just want to be doing maybe some emergency service calls, you know what I mean?
We can list that,
At a higher rate, you know what I mean? But I don't want to be like I'm open 7 days a week, you know what I mean?
No, of course. And then once again, and also another thing, you know, I want you to know that just because you have those hours listed doesn't mean that you're going to go ahead and do the job right then and there, right? So this is just for
people
to call.
It just means they can call.
Exactly. Just to call, like, hey, don't call me after, like, you know, 7, 8 p.m. I mean, that's kind of late. I don't think anybody will call you that late unless it's, like, a crazy emergency where they're, I don't know, right? Like, yeah, they had a short circuit or something.
Which I want those calls anyway because.
Okay, cool. So we can do emergency calls. But a general concept, I just wanted to have an overview for my technician. Do you feel like you know, what hours? 7 a.m. to what time do you feel to take phone calls?
5.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, and then I just want to make sure that the email that I sent to you guys yesterday is a good email to get in contact with you guys, right? The company email?
Yeah, MB Electric, yes.
MB Electric, okay, sounds good. And Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but your name is Matthew. Is it full name Matthew?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Matthew C. Bales.
Bales, you said, right?
Yeah, B-A-L-E-S, B as in boy.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so I'm just putting this, and we'll also put Abel as you both are owners, so you guys have both access to the account as well. So that's not an issue at all. And then we're going to verify you. We're not going to showcase your address on Google, but we want to make sure that Google is able to verify that you're an actual business, okay? I got 1021 West Childs Avenue in Merced, California, 95340. Yeah. Okay, got it. All right. And then as far as the work that you guys want to really focus on, just once again, my technician's going to go ahead and do some crazy analytics to make sure that you guys are coming up for the right stuff. But you guys are you guys willing to take commercial or just stick to residential right now?
I'll take commercial too.
Really? Okay. Awesome. And are you guys licensed and insured or not quite yet?
Licensed, insured, bonded, work comp.
Man, you guys got it going on. Seriously. I've been here for 7 years.
All these monthly payments is,
No, I know.
I get scared of these monthly payments. I just bought a new van too, which is why I'm trying to get more business. I said I need to keep this van moving every day, you know?
Oh, absolutely, man. Well, look, once you get this going, I promise you're going to definitely see a huge result. I've been here for 7 years, and when it comes to Google, you can't beat it. Everybody looks on there, you know? And I get the payments are a little scary too. I mean, I just bought a home in May, and I'm in California too, so you know how that goes, right? So houses are not cheap, especially now in today's rates, the mortgage rates.
Yeah.
It's killing
you. You said you're in California too?
Absolutely, yeah. Our company's in California, yeah. I'm located in Orange County, California. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, you're down south, okay.
Down south, yeah. But, I mean, it doesn't matter what part of California you're in. California is California, right? Like, the cost of living is crazy.
South is a little more expensive.
I mean, look, yes, but not by much. For the most part, I mean, there's only a few cities that I know that are more, like, really, really, I mean, inexpensive. But for the most part, man, it's crazy. Just the taxes that we have in the state are ridiculous, right? I mean, so I get you when it comes to that. But trust me, you'll make your money back. And this will be a drop in the bucket for sure when it comes to your average.
All I need is if I can get even, you know, one decent job to pay for it. So, I mean, the scary part is you got to break even, you know what I mean? And like Angie right now has been 2 leads so far, and one of them was really a no-go because what he was asking for he already had. He didn't know they just buying a property. And then the other one, but the guy wanted to keep my number. He's a realtor, but realtor work is not really always the greatest because they're usually slower paying and –
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got more people to compete with. But and then the other one called, they're going to change a switch.
Got it. Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. But the bad part is that they make you pay for the lead, right, I think?
No, they're doing monthly fee. But the amount is kind of scary. But they give you anywhere from 15 to 22 leads. But,
yeah.
I mean, the leads, I mean – The thing is you want the faster money leads, and a single switch is not going to be it. Panel changes could be more money, but they could take longer to do because you have the application process with PG&E. I mean, that could take weeks easily, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, yeah, that works for sure. I mean, once again, once you get established, your competitors, too, they're not as good as far as like their marketing, the way that they have it set up. Some people on the first page don't even have a website, which I don't know. I'm a huge person. Like I don't know if you ever got to a restaurant and they have no menu or pictures of the food, kind of, you know. They're like,
I like pictures.
Exactly, right? So I'm the same way. So when I look at a restaurant, I'm like, wow, I want to see the plate, especially the Mexican restaurants. They just have a whole bunch of stuff. It's like, I want to see some pictures, right? Like, how does it, like, I don't know, you know? So, same thing with me. Exactly. That, I'm like, oh, that looks good. And then I see the size of the burrito. I'm like, okay, I'm doing that one for sure. All right. So, we got all the notes here. I just want to select a good time for, you and then, Abel to be, together. And
let's
that way, you guys can both sit with the technicians.
Let's do 10 a.m. if that's possible.
Okay, perfect. I could definitely do 10 a.m. tomorrow with the technician. So what I need to do is I need to read what's called a 90-second voice verification, letting you know that this is a month-to-month, no contracts at all whatsoever. And then in order to secure the – I got the approval code, which is great. So once again, that approval code will keep that rate of $249. So it's not going to go up. It's going to be honored, so that way we're not charging you any setup fee or anything like that. So – that's something that we can do for you. So, but in order to secure the $249, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What works for you?
American Express.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and repeat those numbers after you repeat them to me for accuracy, and then we'll read that voice verification.
Okay. Starting with 3729.
Okay.
8335.
Okay.
810. Or no, not 810. 81. And then 81003.
Okay, I'll repeat it to you for accuracy. I got 372, 983, 358, 181003. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
1 of 30.
1 of 30. Okay, sounds good. 1 of 30. All right. And then the security code?
367.
367. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to update this here. I'm going to read what's called the 90-second voice verification. Once again, that's just to cross the T's and dot the I's to let you know it's a month-to-month and there's no contracts at all. You should be receiving also an invoice of what we talked about You should be receiving also your welcome email. And then I'm scheduling that client onboarding call for tomorrow at 10 a.m. If anything changes, please just reach out to me and say, hey, Chris, you know, can you reschedule that client onboarding call? But once again, it's just to get you verified with the technician. So I'm adding that right now. So that way we're both event. Here we go. Okay. So I'm adding that right now. And then I'm going to read this verification. Did you receive text messages with your welcome email and all that good stuff?
I haven't gotten no text messages yet.
Or an email?
Something's coming through right now.
Okay, cool. Let me know because you should have received that right now.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for choosing Local Splash and all that. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So Local Splash. All right. So and then I'm going to just send this over to you, the client onboarding call. So just doing that while I have you on the phone. And I get that done. So we said 10 a.m. tomorrow. You guys are in California, which is great. Okay. All right. I just sent that invite for the client onboarding tomorrow at 10 a.m. So once again, that should be in your inbox. It's just an invitation. This 90-second voice verification, once again, if there's anything that you don't understand or anything that comes up, you can always say, hey, Chris, you know, like, can you repeat that to me or explain it to me? All right, but here it goes. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
MB Electric.
Okay, great. And please state your name and the title within the business.
Matthew Bales, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you guys agree to be responsive to emails, text messages, or phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, we're just asking for you guys to be responsive. So that way, you know, we get your program up, you know, up and going as quickly as possible. So we're not going to bug you, but we want to definitely within the first couple of days get you set up so you guys are rocking and rolling. And it says your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today and the amount of $249. So that's a discounted amount. It will not go up. It will stay exactly the same. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is contact client support. And I already sent you our customer service number. I'll send you my number. It's the same thing. All it is you would to get to me, you would have to enter my extension. I'm texting that over to you. I think I texted you guys yesterday, but I'll resend it to you guys.
Yeah, you sent me a text yesterday.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, it's just that 877 number, 635-6225. And if you need to get a hold of me, my name is Chris Hernandez, you can always send me a direct, extension or text message. I'm able to respond either way. So do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms of the service?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So we're all set. I notated the account heavily on what needs to be done for the technician. I have set it for both you and Abel tomorrow at 10 a.m. And once again, if there's anything that changes, you know, you can always let me know and say, hey, Chris, you know, can you reschedule it for whatever reason? And we'll be able to do that for you at no problem at all whatsoever. Matt, I know that you're busy, so I want to thank you for giving me the time out of your day to help you guys with this. Once you guys get this going, I mean, it's definitely going to be that's all you need. You're not going to need Angie's. They actually use Google to really get the leads and sell them over to you. So once you see the success and the results, it's definitely going to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely, as soon as the contract's up with Angie's, I won't go with them no more, but –
yeah,
if it gives me, I mean, the thing is, like I said, I get to keep the contact after the contact,
okay.
So that's a potentially of, you know, getting how many more new customers, and most of my customers have been customers since the day I met them, you know?
Right, no, exactly.
So some of my customers are 20 years already type thing, you know?
And that's great, and that's another thing, one of the things I wanted to also mention is, you know, once they see that your presence online too, for example, let me just give you an example. If someone were to refer me to your business, before there wasn't really much online, right? Now when you have your Google Business profile, you have your website, everything's like set up professionally. I mean, you know, just think about how many clients you've lost by not having those things in place.
Yeah.
Now, by you having those things in place, I mean, you just give people a warm, fuzzy feeling with it. You see what I mean? It happens to me all the time. People refer me to different restaurants and stuff, and I've gone to them blindly, like, okay, let's just check it out. And I'm like, man, not what – your palate is different than mine. Like, not what I was expecting, right? But if you have reviews and then a lot of people are saying the same thing, then it must be good. Make sense?
Yeah.
It's impossible for a place to have, like, 30, 50, you know, 100 reviews – and then the place not be good. So you see what I mean? Now, if it has three-star reviews and all of them are just like, yeah, it's okay, then you know it's going to be okay, but it's not going to be really good. So that's some of the things that you're going to have in place with Google, you know, and that's going to really elevate your company to the next level. So once you guys get acclimated, the other program I recommend for you guys in the near future is the Google Guaranteed. That's a pay-per-lead, but that program is like – amazing. It's more expensive, but once you start getting the traction with this, you're going to need that. It's something that's going to definitely elevate your business to that next level. But, Matt, I'll leave you alone. I set up everything for tomorrow, and then we'll go from there, okay? Thank you for trusting me and taking your time today with me, okay?
All right. Not a problem.
All right. Talk to you soon. You as well. Bye-bye. All right.